coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
And as beautiful as guns are, tasers are stunning.
Dum, dum, da-da, Village Idiom.
Hello and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are a podcast and every week we choose a popular saying, sometimes not so popular saying, and take an admittedly shallow, once in a while interesting, if we're lucky educational, did I miss one? Educational, comedic, hopefully comedic.
Thorough?
Thorough and slow. Anyway. We dig into the usage, its origins, its meanings, but mostly we use it to hang our otherwise directionless conversation
on. We love idioms. We're idiom guys.
We are a couple of idioms. I hope you enjoy today's. My name is Jurassic Mark.
I'm Skitty. Well, it doesn't matter really.
What doesn't?
Well, just life. A lot of things that just don't matter. How much time do you obsess about stuff that just doesn't matter?
Oh, man.
Isn't that crazy when you really think about it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or don't think about it or whatever.
And then let's say you think it matters and then it happens. You're like, oh, it didn't really matter.
It actually didn't really matter.
It didn't
There's
really
a whole
matter.
Lot of things that don't really matter.
I was listening to, speaking of probably doesn't matter, but I was listening back to a couple of our episodes and I feel like I slur my words. So I'm like in my head about it. So I'm trying to enunciate
Maybe you've
my
had
words.
One too many brewskis, which I'm about to open one.
It's
a ginger brewski.
I've never had a brewski. How about that for info? I've never had a brewski.
You know, I've been with you, and you are always...
I have definitely tasted a brewski.
You've been true to your word on that.
Tell me what you think about this. This is a brand new, as far as I know...
Canada Dry Ginger Brewski. It's good.
Yeah, it's good,
right? I love a good ginger beer.
Yeah.
It's got the nice spice.
Yeah, that's the thing that always seems to be missing on new ginger beers. It's like, where's the kick? Where's the little burn in the back of my throat?
Yeah, if it's not burning, you're not doing it right. That's what I'm saying.
It's just ginger ale.
It's just.
It's like, if it's not burning, it's not ginger beer. It's ginger ale. That's all I'm saying.
Do they have other ones like, what's that? Like ginger Guinness or something?
Oh, like ginger flavored beer?
Well, there's ginger ales and a ginger beer.
Yeah, but ginger ale is a soft drink.
Well, but the word ale implies that it's like a...
So just root beer.
Yeah, fair enough. Root Guinness.
Same with Mike's Hard Lemonade. Like, that's just juice.
I think it's the hard part is that there's alcohol in it.
Nah.
There's none in there?
No, it's just a fun name.
I'm pretty sure there's alcohol.
I drink them all day.
And then drive around.
I've never felt the thing.
That sounds terrible.
So no, you got
definitely ginger beer is a fun drink.
I'm just saying that
we should do a 3-minute video on different types of ginger beer.
I was just gonna bring that up because there is a 3 minutes gone video where we sampled what? Probably 10?
Yeah, it's quite a few.
Different ginger beers. And the
ginger beers from around the world.
They were around the world. There's some Australian, some European.
Afterwards, European, for sure.
European.
Yeah.
Afterwards. And that burned.
I'm European. Yeah, that's when you really know how spicy it was.
No, but what I was going to say...
I had that Tacos El Pastor from Chipotle. Well, they're like, oh, it's spicy. And as I was having it, I was like, you know, that is a little spicy. Well, the next day it was still spicy.
Oh
yeah, that was crazy.
I've had it before. I don't... Like, it's not the Pastor part.
I don't know.
Did you say Chipotle?
Yeah, Chipotle. Limited time only.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was burritos. It was Burrito El Pastor.
And oh, so like, something new. Not just their burrito you can get with Pastor.
No, it's like, yeah, it's on like this limited time menu.
Oh, okay. I haven't tried that then. Yeah. What's the other burrito place? Mucho Burrito.
Yeah, that's delicious.
They have a seasonal one with ghost pepper. It's a ghost pepper bacon marmalade sauce in there.
What?
And it melts your face off. Like, it is.
That's an amazing combo.
Yeah, it's like sweet and burning, and they used to bring it out in October only for like the Day of the Dead.
It's great when like meals have a little something to them, right?
That's all I was going to say about ginger beer. It's just a ginger ale unless it packs a little heat.
I was going there.
Yeah, I got there. Yeah.
I didn't know who was just going to go abruptly and just say it.
Well, how else? Okay.
There must be an opening clip or something.
Let's get into it then. Here we go. Today's
I'm always packing heat.
Krusty the Clown. It's always packing heat.
Packing heat.
Packing heat. Yeah.
Well, so when I started investigating, it turns out that I'm like old time gangstery thinking.
And that's the origin story. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Okay. Well, we'll get to origins and the in-depth origins like we always have and get really to the root of things like the illegitimate children expect from the pod.
Right.
But when I was looking, it was like not all good.
What do you mean by that?
It was like, he's packing heat. And it was referring to, like, wieners and bits.
Oh, well, that's more recent.
Yeah, I was like, what? I've never heard that. Because
now that packing heat means, well, we haven't even said packing heat means you are carrying a weapon.
Right.
But if
you say he's packing heat,
it could be any saying. And I was like, if it was like,
what? I've never heard that before. And I was kind of like startled by that.
Yeah, but it's not as bad as you think, because anything weapon related, like if you said, yeah, he's got a concealed weapon, all right. Yeah. Like any weapon related term. Yeah, he's licensed to kill, that's for sure.
I'm blacking out. I'm seeing stars right now.
He's licensed to kill, that's for sure.
Oh my goodness. Oh wow.
Shooting blanks. Like they're all that.
I guess if your mind goes, I just wasn't like, I wasn't thinking in that vein, that main vein of things. And it was like startling. It took me off guard.
Yeah.
Packing heat. It's like, what? Anyway.
I didn't come across that at all. I know. So was Krusty the Clown introducing today's idiom, which of course means carrying a weapon. It doesn't have to mean...
Well, we did a whole weapons idiom series.
We did. We missed this one.
This was not in there.
No.
So when I started back in on the research, I was like... Probably should have included this one.
Same stuff. Yeah.
That's okay.
And today will be, it'll be no shorter than usual, but its content will be shorter.
It's not the size of the content.
No.
It's how you use the content.
It's all about the concealed weapon.
So different aspects of things. Packing heat. So gun, but didn't have to be gun. And so he starts researching through again on firearms and this sort of thing. Some people are just into guns because they're beautiful. Like it's like a piece of marveling engineering, and it's a like mahogany or like the butt of the rifle or whatever.
It's all even this, just the inner workings.
Right. Good. And as beautiful as guns are, tasers are stunning.
And that's what you're going to hear before we start. That's going to be the clip. Guaranteed. That's the clip right there. I was hoping it was going to be this. So a friend of mine is totally getting into 3D printers. And the other day he's like, look at this. And he's got this software. He's like, I could 3D print a gun. And I'm like, whatever. I've been printing on a Canon forever.
Yeah. That's awesome. We'll bring it out. Some of the oldies from previous references.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's a
so the one this is an origins, but the one reference about packing heat and it being in print and in whatever, the one that came up the most, and you probably remember this from, I'm gonna guess, grade 9,
okay,
is The Outsiders.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so they
stay gold.
Yeah, they referred to guns as heaters, and they're carrying heat, packing heat. Like it's said more often than gun in that book.
Fascinating how many of those guys, at least in the movie, not from the book, but those guys from that played them in the movies are all like A-list or turned into A-list celebrities.
Almost all of them.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, they're big time. Yeah, there's some magic in The Outsiders.
Matt Dillon is in there.
He went on to Rumblefish.
Patrick Swayze.
What's Karate Kid guy?
Ralph
Macchio.
Yeah. Pony Boy, yep. What's his name?
C. Thomas Howell. He went on to Soul Man.
Other, but they're maybe not A-list now, but they were A-list
Rob
actors.
Lowe.
Rob Lowe. He's still doing it. Still looking good.
Emilio Estevez.
Wow.
Is Charlie Sheen in that too? Or just Emilio?
Was Tom Cruise?
No. Yes.
Tom Cruise was in that.
I think you're right, yeah.
That's crazy. So, well, at least one of
Morgan Freeman. No, not Morgan Freeman.
At least one of them.
And Mr. T, just to wrap it up.
Up into the pool doesn't pack heat. Yeah.
So the funny thing is...
How many people it produced?
So I think it was ninth grade. It was required reading.
It's a good book.
It is a good book. But you read it one way, and then I saw the movie, and the Sochas, because it's the Greasers and the Sochas.
Yeah.
But when you read it, SOC-S... I thought it was the Greasers and the Socks the whole way reading through the book. I didn't get it. Then you watch the movie, you're like, oh.
That makes sense.
They're
now.
Socialites.
Got it. Did any of them go to A-list celebrity?
That's a good question.
Or is it just all the bad boys?
That's good. I don't know. I don't remember the good guys.
I can't
think
of a single
social. Who played Cherry? Who was the girl?
I no idea.
Yeah. I don't know.
Marissa Tomei.
Yeah, I don't think it's that on the nose.
But yeah, it's so in terms of like gun culture and that sort of mobstery gang element.
Yeah, so that's back the 50s.
He's back in heat, eh?
Yeah, that's what we're going to get into.
It's a Tommy gun.
See? You just got to follow with C. See? It's back in heat, see?
Yeah. Having, and just the, that people would choose this, that lifestyle over everything. It was like your gun or, like gun Trump's job. Gun Trump's, like.
What do you mean gun Trump's job? What are you saying?
That, like, in that culture of things, like, that you are thought of as a bad boy is the predominant thing. It's not about...
Sorry, Cherry's played by Diane Lane, another A-list.
Huh. There you go.
And the good guys? Randy Anderson?
Nope.
Nope, not so much. Nope. Oh, wait, that's the character's name. Darren Dalton.
Still nope. Won't matter.
Leif Garrett. I know that.
That sounds familiar. Didn't he like conquer, like, wasn't he adventurer to North America?
Yeah, I think that's who you're thinking. Yeah. Leif Erickson, I think you're thinking of.
Something like that.
Oh, and there's a little girl that played by Sofia Coppola.
As in Frances Ford?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, just that, like, that being thought of in that position of power and packing heat being like, was more than like having a job, more than holding down a family. It was like you were just like a gangster was your persona.
Oh, I see what you meant. I thought you meant actually owning a gun trumped job, but it was you had to be more committed to the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Family values.
Than your family.
Right.
Yeah.
And I could see like choosing a gun over like a lady because you can put a silencer on a gun.
I was waiting. I'm like, what is it?
Can't
be triggered.
Oh. So then it was just such a big deal, such a part of the identity. Like,
I'd rather have a gun than a woman because it's less triggered.
Just you're so funny. He would never say that in real life.
No,
you're hilarious.
Anyway,
anywho, yeah. This
sleep with it under your pillow.
Yeah, there's just such a like a high. Overshadowing part of one's identity for those who are in this world.
Yeah, yeah.
Trump's all.
And I think that there's probably a lot of folklore that goes along with it, but there's probably a reality. I mean, even like totally different. It's not the old timey saying gangsters, but like modern day gangs, it's only one way in. It's usually not an out. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same, even modern day.
Oh, even when you try to get out, they bring you back in. That's from The Godfather.
See?
It's so ridiculous.
You're never really out, see?
Yeah, you can't get out.
No, yeah. So you got to be, you might as well.
Even John Wick, he got out, but they brought him back in.
Sort of. Well, I haven't seen all of them. Did they bring him back in?
Well, he kind of went a little bit nuts because he got out.
Yeah, he was out.
But when he did what he did.
Have you seen The Beekeeper?
I have.
It's kind of got a similar I'm out, but you're never really out.
The Beekeeper, so Jason Statham, this kind of inner society of like more CIA related level of government of these under like off the books, just black
trained
ops,
assassins kind
all
of thing.
All they would do is kill people, but all government related. And but the character cast, so Jason Statham as like the beekeeper that got out. But those who are current beekeepers has a bit of like that Scott Pilgrim against the world craziness to him. It's like, and boom, minigun on the back of my truck.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
like
yeah.
Crazy hair.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like, oh, that's very, you know, Scott Pilgrim.
Forgot about that movie.
Yeah, where it's like every character is just so much more nuts than the next one. He's got missing an arm and he's got this hook catapult device or whatever. It's always outlandishly crazy. So
yeah, it's too Inspector Gadget.
Yeah,
it's like all right,
a little over the top.
Whereas the beekeeper, like Jason Statham,
he just wanted to,
he was just hand to hand combat mostly. unless he got your gun off of you.
But that's heat. He was packing heat. No, he wasn't, though.
That's what I'm saying.
No, he'd steal your heat.
He'd steal your heat.
And then he was packing
heat. Yeah. Have we done steal your thunder?
I don't think so.
No. Hey, I have good news.
Sure.
Speaking of,
I'm glad.
Maybe the next episode or how many episodes. We're coming up on 300 episodes, actually.
300.
And
is there a good 300 related thing?
Probably, but here's the good news.
Okay.
Joe Rogan interviewed.
Okay.
And it's like, when he started your podcast, he interrupts and he's like, oh, it was actually just me and a bunch of buddies. We're just doing it for fun. We enjoyed spending time together. Mm-hmm. Like, well, when did it take off? Like, you're like, oh, this is going to be, he goes, oh, we were at least 5 years in before anybody cared about our podcast. So that's the good news.
Well, we're on year six. So
are we on six?
Well, 300 will be 6 years, isn't it?
Okay. Well, that goes out the window then. Well, it's not going to happen for us then.
It's over. And it's funny is that some people would deter them.
Oh, no.
That just makes us dig in even further. No, so it wasn't until like year 12 where those guys really started to get somewhere.
They were out of idioms, but they were really great.
They're just relentless. They're like warts.
What do we do when we run out of idioms?
They're like podcast warts.
You can't get rid of them.
You just can't get rid of them. Just when you think you compound W'd it? No. They came back with another one. Wasn't even an idiom. They started making their own idioms.
I think they're making this stuff up. What are we going to do when we run out of idioms?
So I have had it recently. I wish I'd remembered which idiom it was. It was my stepbrother was...
Like one of ours?
Yeah, no. So he had said something and it's like, huh, bet you didn't know where that came from. Like where this comes from. He was talking about an idiom. I kind of do know where that one comes from. It was one that we had done. I knew the origin of it.
So he just said it?
Yeah, it's this. He's like, yeah. Like all disappointed, like
of course you
like
know.
He learned this thing on this amazing podcast and didn't know that. Yeah,
I gotta check my Cliff Clavin at the door sometimes when it comes to idioms because someone will say something like that. It's like, oh, yeah, actually,
well, do you know where this really comes from? Actually, they don't know where this really comes from. That's the end of the episode.
Actually, that's not. A lot of websites say that's where it's from, but if you dig just a little deeper,
anyway. Yeah, down the rabbit hole. Well, packing heat.
Do you remember Oregon Trail?
The game?
Sort of game?
Yeah.
Sort of, it is a game.
You got dysentery and died.
Okay, you really, that's accurate memory. Okay, I got this quote. You're traveling the Oregon Trail and you meet a man named Terry. You say, Terry, that's a girl's name. He pulls out his gun and shoots you. You have died from dysentery.
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 Oh. I did not get that till you thoroughly explained it to me.
And made me laugh.
I fell for that hard. For dysentery.
You got shot for dysentery.
I just said it right, and then he said it wrong.
Yeah.
But dysentery. Oh, that's good.
Isn't that good? Anyway.
Yeah, that's like level 10 dad joke right there. That's a deep...
Oh, no. Here's a level 10 dad joke.
Okay.
I buy all my guns from a guy named T-Rex.
He's a small arms dealer.
Pranta. Did we use that one at the last one, too?
Yes.
Okay, what else? I got this one. A sad bullet comes home to his family.
Just wait. Okay, wait. A sad bullet. Let me think about it. Okay.
A sad bullet comes home to his family. You'll probably get the punchline. I'll leave it for you to guess the punchline.
Okay.
A sad bullet comes home to his family. Honey, you look terrible, exclaims his wife. What happened? Let me add one detail. A sad bullet comes home to his family from work. I added the from work.
Okay.
Honey, you look terrible, exclaims his wife. What happened?
I got fired.
That's it. But I'm...
I was way too deep for that one.
Oh, what were you saying?
I was thinking like chambered or...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, chambered? That doesn't make any sense. Gotta pull back a bit. It's like when you're doing an escape room and you're so deep in the weeds and it's just so surface level.
Yeah, and you're just like, oh my goodness.
That?
It's green.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, that's what the blue and yellow makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go.
Probably anyway. 4 for blue and 6 for yellow. I don't know. Maybe they want us to add them together. Yeah. No, it's green.
We did a exit room for my son's birthday last month, and we did Five Nights at Freddy themed room.
Oh, the new one in New West.
Yep.
Was it good?
It was great.
Did it have like animatronics in it?
Short answer is no.
Okay.
But it was themed very well.
Okay, good.
And I don't know how much of the game you've played. I've played nothing, but coincidentally had just seen the movie.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, okay. So I got some of the references a little more so. Mm. I watched that movie on an airplane and thought to myself, I hope this is better if you know the game. Because I don't know the game, and the movie was terrible. So I asked some people who are gamers, like AlphaGecko, and he's like, no.
It's not better.
It's not better. He's like, it's all dumb, but it's a great game.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, he played. He did the room with us,
cool.
And we set the record. We came out there like, what? But we didn't cheat, but we got the record undeservingly because we came out. And we're like, so we didn't need the fourth. Well, I don't want to give anything away.
I'm going to forget.
We didn't need the fourth this. And they're like, what do you mean? Yeah, you had to have the fourth that to get the laser pointer. And I'm like.
The laser pointer was sitting on the ground. Was it?
That's what happened.
So, oh, they didn't reset the room proper.
No. So he goes, you found the laser pointer. We're like, yeah. No, but you found the laser pointer. Yes. He goes, no. We thought somebody walked home with the laser pointer.
No.
He goes, I had to go out and buy one today. For you guys to do this room.
Oh, no.
And he's like, where was it? And I'm like, oh, is that, like, there's a fake computer station. I'm like, it's sitting right here on the keyboard. And he's like, oh, my goodness. He goes, well, here's what you would have had to do. You couldn't have done it without that. So we actually missed two things. One.
Okay, this is interesting.
One, because we found a laser pointer.
This is an interesting conundrum. Do they grant you onto the leaderboard?
They did.
Okay, because I was like, well, they could not.
We actually said,
you guys didn't do the whole
that's
thing.
That's what we said. We're like, we didn't really get it. You can take us off.
Would they owe you a discount for not resetting the room properly?
Well, their version of that was, so one thing we bypassed, not because of the laser pointer was we found one. So we literally didn't need to do that one step.
Right.
The other thing was, how do I say this without spoilers, was we had to paste like a magnet thing to a wall, which would open something.
Okay.
But the thing that needed to be opened was open an inch already. Like it was meant to be. And so we just happened to get nosy enough to look in that 1-inch gap and we're like, oh, there's something there, and grabbed it. But what was supposed to happen is you were triggering it and it opened wide to get your attention. But because we were so snoopy nosy, we found it without that. Yeah.
It's actually a funny design thing.
So they said, we're going to change it because you didn't cheat there. It's there. It was there for you to grab.
Right.
And so their version of a discount was, you stay on the leaderboard. Those are our things to work through.
Well, all the glory then. You get the glory. Yeah. How fast did you end up doing it?
Oh, I don't remember. Number one. I remember that part.
Nice. You had 45 minutes and did it in 30?
We had 50, I think.
Oh, 50, okay.
And yeah, there was ample time left. I actually can't remember.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like a good escape room. It's been a bit. Hot minute.
Same. I hadn't done one in like a while.
New York minute?
Yeah. In a minute. Let's not do that again.
Well, do we actually have some origins for this thing? We should probably get into something.
I guess that's what we're actually
going to be
like for.
Basically origins and Riddlink, and we gotta wrap this baby up.
What do you mean? We got all day.
We do have all day.
But
no, there's no material left.
Okay. Alrighty, okay, we've already said the meaning. It means, okay, let's just get into it. Heat/heater is slang for gun. We've said that. And to pack, this is interesting. I didn't even mean to dig into the etymology of the word pack, but when we say you're packing heat, you're not packing. It's not like you're packing
going
a suitcase
a
to go on a trip.
Did you remember the heat?
Carrying. So the word pack even had a little bit of a history lesson where pack used to be a noun for some, like a bag you carried. It still is.
You're packing.
But it has evolved to a verb. Like, you never say you're suitcasing, but you do say you're packing. So I just thought that was interesting, that packing can mean to carry or to hold as well. It also means to deliver, or you're hoofing something somewhere, you're packing something somewhere, that kind of thing. So packing heat means you are carrying a gun and or are ready to use said gun. It's usually said with, you're packing heat, like... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm dangerous.
I've been packing heat.
Yeah. So
basically hear it all the time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So
I don't want to get into it, but yeah.
There's there's the etymology of the words. That's basically the end of that. And that fact that it came from more 1920s, 1930s, gangster land kind of verbiage, terminology. The Outsiders took that a little further down the road with putting it in print. Not that they were the first ones. I got a quote from 1932 here. W.R. Burnett from Silver Eagle says, "He don't even pack a heater. Don't what? He don't carry a gun." And then 1942, L.V. Berry and M. Vandenbark is just a thesaurus. Wow, got tongue-tied there. A thesaurus of slang had heat to carry a gun. So in 42, it was recorded as slang for that. Most likely in use on the streets in the 20s and 30s by American gangs. And then movies and books took it down to be like something
you've
that's
never
used.
Heard of, like a murder as someone who's like eaten heat.
Eating heat?
Yeah, like he got shot. He's been eating heat.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, because
it's a heater.
Because it's the gun.
He's been eating heat.
We'd have to eat the gun.
Well, the contents.
Yeah.
It's also not a heater. So.
Okay, so that is literally the fact that a gun that's fired quickly multiple times heats up. Yeah, so that's all that is. Yeah.
He's been eating heat. I'm going to bring it in.
And
there's been a murder in
what
Surrey.
What I couldn't find
been eating heat.
Is in baseball, a fast pitch is sometimes called a heater.
Yep.
And I'm like, did that come from the gun reference? Like,
it's like a
he shot that like a bullet?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it its own thing, like the smartness on your hand when you catch it as a back catcher. Ooh, that was a heater.
Hmm.
I couldn't find any connection
he's
there.
He's eating heat.
But it feels like a connection, like, because you would say, oh, he fired that one in, or he really shot that ball in there. So I feel like...
You know, we're big sports people.
He
really
that
shot
ball.
That ball in there.
I just feel like color maybe it came from a gun reference more than just the fact that it's fast and he's on fire.
Hmm.
I don't know. Anyway, that's the origin story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heater.
You liked it.
Gun gets hot. Pack. You carry it. You're carrying a gun that gets hot.
Packing
you're packing heat.
Fair enough.
End of story.
Well, let's see if we can get eating heat popularized.
Yeah, he was eating heat. That sounds more like this is terrible to, and I'm not going to joke about it, but suicide with a gun where
oh,
you put
dear.
The revolver in your mouth, then you're eating heat.
Okay.
Because yeah. you put the
well,
actual
let's not
gun,
back into,
the let's, actual let's heater that. In your mouth.
Right. That makes sense in terms of like vernacular. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
there you go.
Anyway.
So let's not bring that back into popular culture.
Yeah.
Or put it in for the first time.
Yeah.
Eating heat. Yeah.
It's catchy though.
It is.
I'll give you that.
There's something there. It's bad, but there's something there.
Although, don't you say you're taking heat? I was really taking heat for that.
If you got shot?
No, if you get in trouble at work. Oh, man. Boss was giving me heat today.
Hmm.
I really took heat for that. It wasn't even my fault.
In heat?
That's something different.
Yeah.
Hopefully your boss doesn't ask you that.
Are you in heat right now? Why? Yeah. I want to know what I was doing that threw him off into such a way as to ask if I was in heat. Are you in heat right now? Personal question.
That is personal.
I'm going to have to refer this to HR, I think.
Which stands for heat
related.
Heat related. That's it.
Yes. Well.
Yeah. So that's it.
That's it. Pack and
heat.
Pack
and heat. Carrying a gun.
Hopefully you're a little smarter pew, now pew. Than 25 minutes ago. Well, as this concludes, we should wrap this up with some riddlings.
I'm positive.
Let's bring the heat, baby.
That my wife has been putting glue on the handles of my weapons. She denies it, but I'm sticking to my guns.
Yeah, these are pretty dark.
Okay. All right. Well, you want to do it?
Yes. Yes, I do.
All right. Riddle Link is a game we like to play. It takes a two-part trivia-based question. Requires a two-part overlapping answer. Overlapping by sound, syllable, word, or word. So, for example, last week we left you with this one. Circular evidence that a pilot has lost his control of his... Oh, I said it wrong. Circular evidence that a pilot has lost control makes me have paresthesia. Do you remember this?
No, I do not.
It's only been a week. Circular evidence that a pilot has lost control makes me have paresthesia. So circular evidence that a pilot has lost control means the plane has gone into a...
Dive, nosedive. Spiral, death spiral.
Airplane.
Helicopter.
Tailspin.
Tailspin.
And our idiom was pins and needles.
Tail spins and needles.
That's it. That's how you play Riddle League. It's not tailspin. No, it's not pins and needles. It is tail spins and needles. That's how you play. I got a couple for today.
I've got two prepared as well.
Okay, why don't you go first?
Okay. Perfect abs and carrying guns.
Oh, man. Okay. Oh, is that the whole thing?
That's it. Perfect abs and carrying guns.
Oh, I like it. Is it a six-pack? Wait, six-packing heat?
Yep.
Nice. For some reason, I got stuck on like six-shooter at the same time.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, six-packing heat. That's how you play Riddling. That's a good one.
Well, I've got short one prepared.
I like how I like how short the intro was.
Oh, okay, good.
Like what, something abs.
Perfect abs and carrying guns.
Like short and sweet.
America.
Man. America. That's what I should have said. Is it America for 200? Okay, I got one. Okay. Carrying heat in this blistering weather. Carrying heat in this blistering weather.
You say carrying heat, which makes me think packing heat, except you use the same word.
Oh, sorry. You're right. Did I say carrying heat?
You said carrying heat.
Carrying a gun. Okay. I don't even have heat written down. It's gun. Carrying a gun in this blistering weather. Thank you for correcting me.
Packing heat wave.
That's it.
Okay. Perfect. I'm going to go a little further out. We'll see where it goes, because you might know, you might not know. It's a you do if you do, if you don't, you don't. Carrying a gun with this year without a Santa Claus antagonist. Carrying a gun with this year without a Santa Claus antagonist.
All right. Huh.
Carrying a gun with Mother Nature's son as an alternative.
Okay. So packing heat.
Oh, those who know, know. Those who know are chiming in, baby.
Man.
I
don't know.
Okay. The character is Heat Miser.
Heat Miser.
You know Heat Miser.
You said it.
You know Heat Miser. It's Snow Miser. Are you sad now a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, I am sad.
Okay. Carrying a gun with this year without a Santa Claus antagonist.
Got it.
Yeah.
Packing heat. Was it? Did you have a trouble coming up with riddle links for this one?
I did. Because yeah. There was usually, it's like, oh, you'll know a little bit. You're like, ah, oh, it's.
Yeah, I struggled too. Yeah.
Gangster.
Okay, I got one more, though. Let's leave it dangling out there for everybody.
Okay, Villegitimate children, we would love to hear from you on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
I'm wearing my Canucks hat today. They're playing the Oilers, and I hope that the Canucks are bringing the heat. Oh, wait, that's packing heat. I hope nobody gets shot. Okay, here's the last one. Slang for being armed in this 2010 Julia Roberts movie of a traveling woman trying all sorts of food and spirituality.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot. I couldn't
There's
make it shorter.
There's a lot in there. Let's one more time.
Slang for being armed in this 2010 Julia Roberts movie of a traveling woman trying all sorts of food and spirituality.
And that is 3 minutes gone.
Do you know that one by chance?
Not a chance.
Okay.
Nope, but I enjoy your enthusiasm. And that's just one of those qualities that you have.
You've seen this movie.
Probably.
I saw it with you.
Okay, well.
At work.
What? Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's not often we would do that.
No, it was an all-staff thing.
Okay.
And the boss chose this movie.
A Julia Roberts movie?
Yeah.
I remember when we saw, like, World of Tomorrow or something like that.
It was in the workplace, not at the theater.
Oh, because we went to the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if we were having, like, a really desperate, like, hey, man, what are you doing this afternoon? Oh, man, I'm just done today.
Yeah.
Let's go to a movie.
Same. Yeah.
Well, I'm Skitty.
I'm Jurassic Mark.
And these are the Village Idioms.
Sounds good.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm dysentery.
That's 3 minutes done.